The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gross & Schuster.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And our expert this morning with personal injury law is our favorite attorney in town, Terrence A. Gross with Gross & Schuster. Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, and, always come at the topic, even though I'm a personal injury lawyer for 45 years. I don't always stay with personal injury. I am a citizen of Florida, of course, and I'm a concerned citizen. I also watch the legislature probably a lot more than a regular citizen. So let me tell you what's going on.
Okay.
Ordinarily, the session would be over, but now we have an extended session because they can't arrive at a budget. Our new fiscal year for Florida starts July 1st, and they've announced that if they have to go all the way to June 30th, they have to do something. We can't be like the federal government because we don't print our own money, and we can't have shutdowns either. So here's the big thing that's going on. And actually, I will be honest with you. I don't, even though I voted DeSantis, I'm not in lockstep with everything he says or does. He's done a lot of things I disagree with, but on this one issue, I agree with him 100%. I'm going to say the first part of this, and I know I'm going to get chastised by a lot of our listeners. So I'll go ahead and just give you my conclusion, and I'll tell you how I got there. So the big fight in the legislature and the governor is this. The legislature wants to decrease sales tax in Florida, which, of course, a lot of us want some kind of relief. I mean, when you think of yourself and your pocketbook going from 7% down to maybe 5.5% would be a good idea. And everybody said, oh, why not do that? And I'll tell you why that's a bad idea, because it is a bad idea. So you can say, oh, you're a rich lawyer. What does it mean to you? Well, let me explain something. Let me just ask you the first question, and you'll start to see there's a little method to my logic and to Governor DeSantis's logic. What is our primary source of income in the state of Florida? Primary source of revenue or whatever in Florida. Well, one word. As far as all Floridians, as the Florida goes, what is the one word? What is our economic driver?
Would that be tourism?
Tourism. You get an A-plus on the report card.
Yay!
It's tourism. Okay, so now that we've established that, we've established tourism, now let's think about this. When I say tourism, wouldn't part of that definition mean out-of-state people visiting maybe Disneyland, South Beach, Destin, Pensacola Beach, Panama City, Daytona? So these are outsiders that are coming from other states, from Georgia, Louisiana, from around the country to go to Disney World. And they're coming down here and spending their money. And we're getting revenues of 7%. Why would we want to walk away when we have 80% of sales taxes not being paid by you and I? It's paid by outsiders because we are a tourist state. We don't have to have dirty oil refineries like Louisiana and smoke-filled factories like West Virginia or something. So we have our tourism, which is fantastic. So they talked about reducing property taxes, but now let's take a hard look at property taxes. For those of us that own a home, we have an age-old constitutional amendment that capped it at 3%. So that's not too bad. So I've owned my home since 89, and my property taxes for my house, I think they're cheap, actually, because I've owned it a long time. And now if I resold it, I'd be in for a surprise. But for those of us that own a home, your homestead, you only pay 3% cap. It can't go up and up. Now, if you do have rental homes on the beach or some nice properties, yeah, it sky's the limit. But if you think about it, so most property holders are either Floridians or some snowbirds. Of course, they own property down here. So that's the big thing. Do we decrease? They want to decrease something to help us out. And yet they're still not doing anything about the darn homeowners insurance, because if any of us have a bug up our rear end, it's homeowners insurance. And nobody's talking about that. They're whistling by the graveyard on that one. And that's where people are feeling the pain, the people that retired 5, 6, 8 years ago and said, you know what, I could do this. I've looked at my Social Security payments. I've looked at my pension. I could live. I could do 2 trips a year, and I could do this budget. And at that time, they were paying $2,000 a year for homeowners. Now it's $12,000 or some stupid number. Your property taxes are going up, and not draconian. And also for Floridians, think about a lot of Floridians that are just getting by. The ones, you know, the single moms and the people that are really trying to struggle, and they got kids and they're going back to school. Well, we've been doing these sales tax holidays forever. So, you know, in September or August, we're kind of a 3-day sales tax holiday. So you can go to Walmart and buy your kids a new backpack and all the crayons and pencils and some shirts and whatever.
They do that for hurricane season, too.
Yeah, they're very generous on that to our citizens. So So what Governor DeSantis has said, loud and clear, if you come forward with a bill that reduces sales tax, I'm going to veto it. So he's saying, I'm going to veto that darn thing. So do what you want to do. And it's funny because we do have a Republican Senate and a Republican House, but they're at odds with him. And he said, let's reduce the property taxes. Let's do that. And again, no one is talking about homeowners, which disappoints me. But I'd rather have them do the property taxes and these sales tax loans, since once again, it's 80%. I don't know the numbers. I'm just making up 80%, but that sounds reasonable. That 80% of our sales tax is probably derived from non-Floridians.
Well, Terry, one of the things that I've become keenly aware of was, as past president of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, being closely involved with Visit Pensacola, you know, those TDT dollars are used throughout our community and is a huge part of what our Tourist Development Council does to improve beach nourishment, so many of the other things. And so what they want to do now is eliminate that altogether, take that money, as you said, apply it towards property tax. Meanwhile, we won't be promoting tourism. We won't be nourishing the beach. We're going to have no tourist development council. I just think the whole proposal is crazy, quite frankly.
I couldn't agree more. And you got the bed taxes that we enjoy. So, not, you know, so again, people that are finally going to Disney World, you know, it's going to be expensive, and they still pay. So every time I go to Disney, we've gone every time of the year, and my kids, because I got 12 grandchildren, so I'm going down there more than they think. And it's always busy. I own the stock of people who try to sell the stock, so I'm not selling the stock, because every time I go there, you have to get the fast pass now. I mean, but now everybody's on to that. People buy the fast pass. So, but you got the expensive rooms. You got the bed tax. You know, so if you agree to someplace for $300 a night, by the time you check out, it's like $385 because of all the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is, it's a tremendous. It is a, and think about this. Forget Disney itself. Forget the stock. What about all the surrounding motels off the property? What about all the rental car companies? What about all the maids that have jobs? I mean, all these rooms have to be cleaned every day. And well, look at all the restaurants they have. Look at how many people are employed because of all this. And it's just so stupid. And again, we've already got the cap for us. Yeah, many people, I know some people own more than one property, but usually people's biggest investment of their lifetime is their home. Most people, they're single, despite stocks and despite all this other stuff, their home is their biggest investment, and you've got a 3% guaranteed cap on property tax increases, and they don't always do the 3%. So, again, mine's artificially low since I've lived in the same place since 89. I would think that we should still take a look at other, if they want to reduce, I think reductions are good, and especially if you have a surplus. I know that we get quite a bit of money from these casinos, from the, for lack of better words, the, I guess is a proper word to use, but the Indian-run casinos, and indigenous people, whatever we call them, but we do get a lot of money from that. We get a lot of money from the lotto. And meanwhile, I did see this also. I saw where we're still in the bottom third, or maybe even the bottom 25% of compensation for teachers in America, which is sad.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Yes,
so,
it is.
So I would like to see our teachers get paid more. And Escambia County is extra low. So Florida, which is low, Escambia County is the lowest. I mean, the teachers are, that's where we send our kids. We do as much as we can at home. So I'm for upping their things and also our EMTs and so forth. I know there's this push going on, but in this particular instance, I'm with the Sanders. Let's leave sales tax the way it is. We'll still have our little tax holidays for Floridians, which is for Floridians. Nobody's driving out from Georgia to go to Walmart because they hear we have a tax holiday. Okay,
no.
So they're not doing that. It's strictly for Floridians, and they, like you said, they probably pick one or two or three days a year that they do this, or several days. But I know they always have the one before school starts,
mm-hmm.
which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Terry, I just got a text that came in for you that I thought you'd appreciate.
Yeah.
It says, I agree with Mr. Gross 100%, and I think he should run for governor.
First of all, I'm not, it's funny.
I just thought I'd share that with you.
People have asked me for years to run for politics or judge or whatever. I'm actually too old to be a judge now. Judges are forced to retire at 70. I'm 71. But I never wanted to be a judge. It was never something I wanted to be. And trust me, I never want to be a politician. I want to be able to speak my mind and be candid about any subject. And the last thing I'd ever want to be is any type of politician. And plus, even though I'm still working as a lawyer, which I love doing, I'm working, my three sons are my partners, so I'm still working, but I can still pick my time, and I can still fish, and I can still see my 12 grandchildren. And if I want to take a day off, I don't have to ask anybody's permission. I just do it.
12 grandchildren. You say like that, like everybody has 12 grandchildren. That's a lot.
I don't. I marvel. Eight and a half years ago, I had none.
Wow.
8.5 years ago, I had none.
Wow.
And it's like a herd of buffalo. all my kids are in the 30s. So it just,
oh my goodness.
We stacked them up. I guess we set ourselves up for this. But all four of my kids are in the 30s. And they just all of a sudden started to have kids at the same time. So from, I think the youngest is 1.5 now, and the oldest, we got two that are 8.5 probably.
Wow.
In between. But I'm having a blast. I'm coaching baseball again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back there. It's my second time around. So, yeah, I'm coaching my 6-year-old and 8-year-old
on
the same team.
That's
it's
great.
A blast.
That's great. We're talking this morning with Terrence Gross. He's an attorney with Gross and Schuster. He has definitely been talking a lot this morning. We've been talking about the tourist development tax and some of the changes that we're seeing in the legislature right now. If you have a question or comment, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and he is our expert this morning.
Sure, and opinions are of my opinions, not necessarily the station. I'll throw that in, too, because they're my opinions. But anyway, it just seems like there's always something. So now these guys, they don't want to be – so I don't even think our legislatures make a lot of money salary. Now, they find ways to make the money elsewise, which is a whole other subject. But I don't think they get a big salary. But so I'm sure none of these guys want to be back. But actually, and what's really weird about this session, I guess, DeSantis now is a lame duck because, this is his second term, so he's termed out. And I'm starting to see for a while his first term, he got everything he wanted from the legislature. I mean, it was the Republican legislature and him, and bam, 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 bam. And now this session, there's been a lot of, I don't know what you would call it, not so much animosity, but they haven't been so friendly with each other.
Maybe a little resistance?
And they have some resistance, and now the Senate and the House don't see eye to eye. So we have a Republican Senate, Republican House, but they're not getting along. So there's a lot of dissension, and I guess this is volatile. Everybody's trying to look towards their constituents, but I still think See, what I'm talking about today, I bet you 90% of you that are listening didn't even know this was going on. And so it's not like they're getting our ear or our input. I guess you could, after this program, if you wish to contact somebody. But it's becoming a showdown. So when a governor says, knock yourselves out, you can pass anything you want, but if you reduce sales tax, I'm vetoing it. He set the stage. And the only way to get around a veto, by the way, if you want to know constitutionally, according to our Florida Constitution, the only way to get around a veto is to override it. You need two-thirds of a vote. They're not going to get two-thirds. So, you know, they're not going to have enough, I think, in either house to override a veto. So they're going to have to, you know, and again, I think at least the desire of all sides is to give us some relief, which is good. So I, for right now, if they're not going to do Windstorm, which I think should be front and center, and that's all because of insurance companies, the lobby is so strong that nobody's mentioning, you know, homeowners this year, which is a darn shame. And so if it's not going to be sales taxes, it's not going to be homeowners, then property taxes. And that's fine. I don't know that it'll mess with the homesteads, but a lot of people do own multiple properties. You don't have to be super rich to own a few rental properties or whatever. A lot of people do that. Some people do have second homes and whatever. And I do have second homes, by the way. And it's like you pay your place. So I've got some down at 30A. Of course, you can imagine how much I've got on a price, but they're very aware of that. And the property taxes have just ballooned. And if I told you what I pay in property taxes down there, you would probably choke. So it is what it is. But I'm not really – it's not about me because really I've done well and I could do whatever. But there are so many people out there, so many single moms or so many couples that both are working and they're just trying to make ends meet. I mean, both couples are working and they're living paycheck to paycheck on two incomes, mm-hmm. and that's become the norm. There's so many people, and my heart goes out to them because they're trying to own a home, so they got a mortgage. Now their homeowners is going up. They got kids, and if they're both working, that means you probably need a nanny or babysitter some kind of nursery school or whatever aftercare for your children. If you're both working, you can't do that. So,
and as you said earlier, Terry, so many of the people in the state of Florida, of course, and certainly in our community, Pensacola Beach, are working in the hospitality and tourism industry. So to pass a bill that would then destroy that industry completely just doesn't make any sense at all. And then those people are going to suffer anymore because now they're not going to have a job.
Right. So, and again, if we wanted to sweeten the pot for our taxpayers. And if we do have a surplus, so it sounds the good news. If they're talking about tax cuts, that leads me to believe that we do have a surplus, which is good. So if we've got a surplus, I would still think about raising the teachers, which I think's already baked in. I think they're going to raise it somewhat. But we should be in the top 25% of the country, not the bottom 25% of teaching. If we're such a healthy, well-to-do state, that's a shame. That's a black eye because our children are our future. And not everybody can afford to send their child to private school. So, and all my kids went to Gulf Breeze. And so they all went through public schools, and they were good in Gulf Breeze, admit you that. But, and they all went on to get, you know, three of them got law degrees, and one, you know, graduated college. So I think I got a lot of bang for my buck, and I was happy paying property taxes back then because, you know, I was getting a free education. But at the end of the day, if they're not going to mess with the homeowners, then let's go ahead and focus on reducing property taxes for these people.
Well, you certainly have made some very good points this morning. We've had a couple listeners commenting that they do agree with you, Terry. We've had quite a few, yes, he's right, 100%, 1,000% agree with him.
Well, good. Good. It's nice. But again, I am a personal injury lawyer. We do have five offices throughout Florida's Panhandle, Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Mary Esther, and Navarre. My three partners, once again, are my sons. So we're a four-man unit. We don't want to be any bigger. We don't want to be McDonald's, like some of these big firms that brag about being the biggest in the country. We don't want that model. We want to give personal service. We mainly do personal injury, car wrecks, slip falls, dog bites, and so forth. If you wish to contact us on a personal injury case, 850-434-3333. Our website is very informational, grossandschuster.com. And if you look and Google us, you'll see we're 5 stars and at the top of the pack. And that's for a reason, because we practice law the old-fashioned way.
And something I'd like to mention, too, is that we take this broadcast and we put that on our website at newsradio923.com. And if you go to Pensacola Expert Panel, you can look up, you can search for Gross and Schuster. And every time he's on the show, he talks about different issues. We talked about the uninsured motorist at one point. You've covered many important topics. So you can go back and re-listen to some of those podcasts to find out more legal information. And so many of the things that you've talked about, Terry, are just so helpful to our listeners.
Well, speaking of which, you may or may not know this, but I actually have my own personal podcast, Terrence A. Gross. It's Torque Talk with Terrence A. Gross. And I do talk about the law sometimes, but sometimes, you know, in the elections, I was talking about Trump. I've talked a lot about Israel. I have very strong opinions about that. So I go beyond just talking personal injury all the way today. In fact, I'll probably make this a topic for a podcast. But anyway, Terrence A. Gross, Torque Talk with Terrence A. Gross, I have a they're all 12 minutes, so they're real easy to listen to if you're washing the clothes or out walking or driving the car, and you got 12 minutes. I got lots of podcasts.
Oh, that's great. Good to know. Okay, one more time, how people can reach you if they would like to get in touch with your firm.
850-434-3333, or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Terry, for being here this morning. Always interesting, always informative. This is Terrence Gross with Gross and Schuster here on Pep Talk. We've got just about 30 seconds left. Anything else you want to wind up with, Terry?
No, I've said my piece. So, if you feel the motivation to call your legislator, go ahead. I don't know all those numbers, but they're published. Thank you very much. I'll be back in a week or two.
All right, Terry. Thank you so much. Always informative.